Hi everyone, welcome back to Nixie's Network, or I should say Nina's Network. Trust me, I'll explain all of this later. But welcome back to my podcast. I have so much to tell you guys. I actually recorded this whole video earlier, or this whole podcast earlier, and I decided to redo it just because I like this background better. But today I want to talk to you guys about a big journey I'm about to be headed on, and it's kind of crazy because now it's actually happening. So I kind of want to talk about a little bit about independence, taking journeys for yourself, what it means to really go on this type of journey, and so much other stuff. So I just want to get right into it. Let's get started. Oh yeah, one more thing. To tell you guys a little bit about the Nina Nixie's podcast thing. Basically, I kind of want to go by a stage name since I've been doing really cool in my modeling career. So I hope you guys seen the cute pictures I've been posting lately. If you haven't, give that Instagram a check out. So I kind of want to go by a cute little podcast stage name. So if the podcast changes from Nina's to Nixie's Network within the next month, don't hate me, okay? I know I look more like a Gabriella, but I feel like a Nixie's kind of cute. Whatever. Welcome to Nixie's Network. Where am I right now? My parents' house, because I am on a little self journey. We're getting prepared to go on a little journey for myself. So I've been staying at my parents' house, trying to get prepared for it, which I'm going to explain all this stuff later. So hopefully you guys are prepared to listen to a little story. I actually had another story prepared about one of my medical problems, but I thought I'd save that pettiness for later. Trust me, you guys are going to want to hear the story, but it's just not going to happen today, okay? That's a next week issue. I'm sorry I've been a little slow on creating the podcast this week, or this past week. Again, like I said, I've just been dealing with so much preparing for this that I've been just a busy, busy girl. So, I bet you're going to wonder what's going on. If you've been following my social media, I'm sure you guys already know what I'm going to be talking about. If you don't, it's a little surprise. Let's get started on this topic. And if you guys like this podcast, be sure to subscribe to this while you are listening to it. I know we have some people that are listening and not subscribed, so subscribe, please. And if you are just listening to it on Apple Music, Spotify, just like it and share it with a friend. Trust me, it helps me out. And especially because of this journey, I need all the help that I can get. So, independence. If you guys haven't heard, I am going to Japan. I'm going to Japan. So you're probably like, wait, what? What do you mean you're going to Japan? So a little bit about me. If you guys don't know too much about me, I have always wanted to go to Japan. I'm like the biggest nerd known to man. I literally read my first manga when I was in sixth grade. I have gone to anime conventions. I cosplay. I'm like the biggest nerd known to man. Literally, it's like I have nerd living inside me. But because of this, it has made me want to go to Japan since I was little. The nerd culture starts in Japan. But when I went to college, my college didn't have a study abroad program, at least not to Japan, that is. So when I transferred, I had the opportunity to study abroad. So what I am going to be showing you guys is something that I have been preparing for almost 2 years now, because I've known I wanted to go for so long. I've been practicing my Japanese. Konnichiwa, watashi wa Nina Williams, Okuran Daigaku no gakusei desu. If you know what I said, just drop it in the comments. But no, I've been so excited. And this sort of journey has led me to want to talk about a little bit about independence today and what it means for me to go on this journey, and a little bit about my interview, a little bit about what I'm going to be doing in the future, just so much. So, independence. So this was a big decision for me. I'm going to be going to a different country. Literally a different country. And granted, if I like it, maybe I'll go back and stay there. I'm going completely out of the country, and granted, I'll only be there for a couple months, about 3 to 4 months as of right now. And so far, everything is on the right track to me going. My applications are good. I have a bunch of financial stuff I need to work out. And I'm hoping with all of the scholarships, and if you guys want to help me with donations and stuff by liking and sharing this podcast, thank you, hint, hint. I should be able to go abroad with hopefully me not having to pay too much, at least not too much out of pocket. Granted, it's still going to cost me a lot for my ticket, just to change over my bank. It's just so much more I still need to do. But that being said, I've known I wanted to do this for the longest. And I feel like if there's something that you really want to do, I think you need to take those steps to make it happen. It's making me realize that these are critical moments for myself in regards to seeing friends, seeing family, making time for those important people in my life, because there's probably going to be a point where when I go, people are going to move on. You know, I have people that I love seeing every single day, and if not every day, every time I get a chance to see them. And I know that when I leave, there's going to be a point where I might not be as close to them as I was when I was still there. It's just bound to happen. It's adulthood. You know that when you decide to make a decision for yourself, whether that be moving out or accepting a new job or taking on a new project, you know that the people you see on a regular basis might not be the people you are going to be seeing all the time. Which kind of sucks, you know? I'm really gonna miss all of my friends and my family. Trust me, I'll be vlogging every single experience. Granted, I still need to check to make sure I'm going to have cell service when I get over there. Hopefully I do. I know I'll have Wi-Fi, but cell service, we'll see. That's what it's FaceTime's for, it's fine. But the people that I see all of the time might not be there. And that's why I think when you are making a decision, such as this journey that I'm going on right now, you have to realize that things are going to change. Now, most of those things will be for the better, but some of those things will be stuff that's inevitable. I can't change the fact that I might not keep in contact with as many people as I've seen before I went to Japan. Oh, granted, to give you guys a little idea of when I'll be going, I'll probably be leaving sometime around August, and I might not be returning until end of December. It's maybe early January if I'm able to stay until the new year. There's so much stuff I want to do, guys. The culture, the food, the people. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But going on this journey by myself also means that I'm going to have to really learn how to be independent. And you guys know me, I'm like the worst. I'm always going through stuff. You guys have seen my videos about financial problems, my relationship problems, my everything problems with mental health and whatnot. And now is a point where I'm not gonna be able to pick up the phone and call my mom and dad if I wanna go home, or call up my best friend, ask to come over. It's just, I'm gonna be out of the country. There is no, come over, bestie, or mom and dad, I fell down the stairs. No, it's suck it up, buttercup, you're on your own. And it's so tough, and I'm really excited and really, really nervous. But that being said, I wouldn't want to take this away from myself, because I know this opportunity to go to Japan is going to be so amazing. So amazing. And that's why I want to say to you guys, if there's something that you really want to do in your life, don't let anyone stop you from doing it. Obviously, studying abroad is something that I've always wanted to do for like, feels like my whole entire life. But I know that things are going to change when I leave. And when I do leave, I don't want the people that I was with to stop me from trying to continue that journey. And I say the same to you guys. Now is a critical moment in time for me to keep building relationships, to keep spending time with the people I love right now more than anything else, because I don't know if those people will still be around when I return. I know it's so hard to say, but things change. You will really find out who, you know, who you're supposed to be with, who F's with you the most when you leave to go somewhere. It's always the case. When someone goes somewhere, leaves, disappears, and the people who want to spend time with you the most reach out to you, that's when you know who you are supposed to be with, really. You know who you love, your friends. You know who is going to be there when you're not there. And that's the only part I don't know. I don't know who's going to be there for me, but I'll find out. But don't let that deter you from doing something you want to do. Obviously, taking on new projects, moving, doing things like that are all things that everyone should think for themselves to do. I get it. We're young. There's not too many things we can really do for ourselves at this point in time because we are still reliant on the people who care about us the most. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're also in the process of making big decisions for ourselves that we should start getting an idea of things we want to do for ourselves. It doesn't matter who's in front of you. It doesn't matter who your parents, your best friend, your sister, it doesn't, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because in the end, it's only going to be about you. In the end, it's between you and that someone else. And you can't do things for that someone else all the time. You gotta do them for you. Because in the end, it's just going to be you. So let me tell you guys a little bit about my interview. So when I got there, they asked me a couple questions. They asked me my strengths and my weaknesses, things I plan on doing when I'm abroad, how good my Japanese is, so hopefully good enough to go abroad. Just a bunch of things about what my intentions are for when I go over there. And what are my intentions? Mainly to learn, get the culture, practice the language, because I really, really want to get immersed in the culture and the language, because I really hope that I like it, because I would love to work over there if possible. And obviously, you guys will be there, so I will be able to show you guys my journey. But learning that language is first and foremost for me. And going to a university, I will be staying at the dorms. I will be trying to get to know people. I think I have one person that's also going with me, one friend that I met at my university that should be going, so I shouldn't be completely alone. But granted, we're not best friends or anything. It's just that's the only other person in my program. Not too many people go to Japan these days and age it. Especially because Japan's study abroad program has been closed for the past 2 years because of the pandemic. So there's still a slight chance that I might not be able to go. But crossing my fingers that I will still be able to, because I've been wanting to go so bad. And you guys can just tell how excited I am, because oh my gosh, I didn't even think I would get this far. I want to do modeling over there. I want to do acting over there. You guys already know there's so much I want to do over there. Just got back from my interview. I think I did good. Got approved, so that's a good thing. But there's still so much work I have to do. So much work. But I'm so excited. And that's why I'm pushing and I'm urging you guys that there is a time and a place for you to feel sorry for yourself. There really is. When I'm sad, I try to be as sad as possible, because when I feel better, I don't want to still be thinking about when I was sad. I've had my moments where I was sad, but this is one of those times where I don't want to be thinking about everyone else. I want to be thinking about myself and why I'm putting myself before everyone else. And that's because I'm happy. And I don't want to think about being sad because you're sad that I'm leaving. And I hope that you guys all think of your lives the same. Put yourself first. We've talked about this before. Put yourself first. It's okay to do so. If you know there's that new job, but your girlfriend's gonna be really sad if you take it, bring her with you. Make it work, because this is a big opportunity for you. And you wouldn't wanna look back upon that opportunity saying you wish you would have taken it when you could have taken it. And that's why I'm going to take the opportunity to go to Japan. Because there might not be another time where I get an opportunity to go, especially paid for, because I'm a good student. Scholarships! There might not be another opportunity. And my mom and my dad, they're not upset, but they're very hesitant about me going. But do I care? No, I do not. Because I'm going to go regardless. I'm accepting a big opportunity. And obviously I'm going to be vlogging this. I'm going to be kind of splitting the podcast a little bit. I'm going to have a podcast where I can kind of interview people, ask how their sort of independent journeys are going. And then I kind of want to have just some YouTube videos of just everything I'm doing to get ready for this. Clothes, you know, things I had to go through. If you guys want to study abroad, questions people might have, all of things that are, you know, involving Japan. I'm going to kind of break it up into like a mini vlog series if you guys want. So I'm going to be doing that soon. And then a podcast, obviously, so we can still have this intimate relationship where we talk about things like this. And yeah, there's a lot. There's obviously a lot. And trust me, I don't want to ramble on too long. I've already given you guys the spiel of my journey. But I hope you guys learned something today. There's not going to be every day where you get an opportunity to do something for yourself. And if you get that opportunity, knowing it might hurt someone along the way, still do it. That's my advice. Do it anyway. This could change my life. It's kind of crazy. Like I said, I hope you guys learned something today. Again, like, share, help me raise some money for my trip and whatnot. All that good stuff. Again, sorry about the location of my parents. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Do something for yourself this week. If you haven't, do something for yourself this week. Grow, be you. Who cares about who you're with or who you're by? Do something for you. Have a great rest of your day, evening, afternoon, morning, wherever you are in the world today. And I will catch you guys in the next podcast. Bye.